beautiful, Mr. Tulloch. It was worth waiting 7 years to get a bloom. Just look at the width and texture of that dorsal sepal.
It was all your idea.
I'm thinking we should name it the Mildred Kimber in your honor.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
That's what I like. Modesty. I always say if a person has something on the ball, he doesn't have to brag. Hey, what did you do to get this feathery throat? Did you use a brussel?
Would you put this away, please?
Afraid I'll steal it? Now, tell it. Be sure and put it in a good, safe place. That orchid will bring in 20, 30,000 a year. With your black tiger and white queen, got a little gold mine here.
What can I do for you, Mr. Marlowe?
Oh, well, I heard you were sick.
Well, I'm much better now, thank you.
Well, I don't understand why you don't like me, Mrs. Kimber. You ask anyone about Harry Marlowe.
I have.
So I served a little time. After all, if I hadn't gone to San Quentin, I wouldn't have learned to appreciate the beauties of nature. You wouldn't think a big fat slob like me would... Sure, I don't kid myself. I know what I look like. That don't mean inside I don't like nice things. I make a good partner for you, Mrs. Kimber, with my connections.
I'm not interested in your connections.
Okay. We could keep it quiet. I could be a sort of silent partner.
No, thank you.
Suppose if I were a pretty boy like your husband, it would be different. Funny. You take a smart woman like you and a young punk comes along and makes with all the chow.
No, Tulloch!
That's what I like, devoted help. I've got a couple of boys feel the same way about me. It'd be nice when we're all working together.
The dirty pig. It's enough to make a man's blood boil in my...
Cash in, Mr. Marlowe. Our race spot.
You're a fool, Kimber.
Too rich for my blood. I think you're bluffing. I'll try another raise. Into a pad hand? There's my bet. Have the last one, Lola.
Thanks.
Don't let him scold you, honey. Next time, Harry will bring you two boxes.
Mr. Link's office. It's Miss Carling.
Hello, baby.
I'm lonesome, sweetie. You've been at that silly game since 8 o'clock last night. When are you coming out for air?
Oh, right after this hand. I'll go home and change first. I should be over to your place around 12:30.
I'll be waiting.
You're 1,000 and 1,000 more. How much have you got there, Mr. Kimber?
2, 3, 5,000.
That's my bet. 5,000 to call. Ace is full. Sorry? Not good enough. Settle with the gentleman, please.
Well, I know what I've worked for. 5,000. And this is for the service.
You're sweet, Mr. Marlowe. That'll be 37,000, Mr. Kimber.
I'll need a blank check.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kimber. No more checks.
What's the idea?
No offense. It's just that your checks aren't always reliable, Mr. Kimber.
All right. I brought along some securities worth $35,000, $40,000.
You'll have to give me a chance to redeem them.
100 shares of Orchids Unlimited. Do you have the right to transfer this stock, Mr. Kimber?
Of course I do.
I think you can take his word for it, Link. I happen to know his wife made him trustee for 49% of her business.
All right, you deserve that. Take another bar, Wilson, let it cool off. You better get out, Marlowe.
Sure. I'll just take that stock and be on my way.
Tomorrow. And bring another 10,000 in cash.
40,000 was our agreement, Sam. You've already been paid in full.
Good night, Marlowe.
What's the idea, Sam?
My services come higher for people I dislike.
Again. Hey. What are you doing out of bed?
Bob, where have you been since last night?
Me? Where have I been? Business, Tegan. Important business.
You haven't been near the shop in days, Tulloch told me.
Tegan. Oh, well, Bob's been out of town drumming up customers for Mildred's Orchids. Big deal.
You're gonna be proud. Be proud, little old Bob. Very proud.
Harry Marlowe came in the nursery tonight.
That flabby mutt.
Bob, he talked and acted like he was coming into the business.
And flabby mouth Marlowe. Flabby mouth.
Where's that stock I signed over to you?
Stock?
Do you still have it?
Yeah. Sure. Wouldn't let the stock out of my hands.
Bob, you're lying. Does Marlowe have it? Bob, answer me.
I know. I promised I wouldn't go near the place again. But I felt lucky.
Bob, who has the stock?
Link. Sam Link. Little card game. But don't you worry, chicken. Little old Bob will take care of everything. You just leave everything to little old Bob.
And in this merger, the corporate assets of Pacific Midland Railroad will be legally...
Perry Mason's office. No, I'm sorry, he's busy. Just a minute, please. It's Mildred Kimber.
Kimber, Orchids Unlimited?
She says it's a personal matter.
Yes, Mrs. Kimber?
Mr. Mason, I must see you immediately.
Well, I'm completely snowed under. Would tomorrow at...
10:30.
10:30 be satisfactory?
Couldn't you make it tonight?
No, Miss Kimber, I'm sorry.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, then.
I think you should have seen her, Perry. You know, she's convalescing from a heart attack. She wouldn't call at this time of night unless it was vital.
So is this brief vital. To a railroad and several thousand stockholders. Now, where were we?
I want to see Mr. Link, please.
Mr. Link isn't here.
You tell him Mrs. Kimber and we'll see him immediately.
I'm sorry, he really isn't here, Mrs. Kimber.
Where can I reach him?
I have no idea. Excuse me, please.
Hold it, Mike. Wait a minute, Mrs. Kimber. We'd better have a little talk, you and me.
Who are you?
Lola Flory. What is it you want, Miss Flory?
To help you.
And maybe get a little dirt off my hands in the process. Come back this way. Sam Link has too many eyes out here. This ought to be private enough. I can trust you, can I? If Sam Link ever found out I tried to skunk him,
you can trust me.
All right. I know why you want to see Link, but it's no use. He'll never return the stock. Not unless you're ready to bargain with Harry Marlowe.
So Marlowe is involved.
Involved? He made a deal with Sam Link to fleece Bob in a crooked poker game. Only Sam pulled a switch and upped the price of the stock from 40 to 50,000.
What?
Now, don't get excited. It's not going to cost you a thin dime to get that stock back.
But you just said
the game was crooked. Marked cards. I'm going to give you one of Sam's marked decks.
Well, what good's that going to do? He'll only deny it.
He'll deny it, yes. But he'd kill you if you ever repeated the story. It would ruin his reputation as an honest gambler.
Why are you doing all this?
The oldest motive in the books, honey. The woman scorned. There are two vices in this world I can't resist. Chocolates by Andre and Sam Link.
I see. Miss Flory, would you be willing to tell Perry Mason everything you've just told me? In absolute confidence. If you could meet me at his office at 10:30 in the morning and bring along the marked deck.
Say, that's smart, honey. I could never touch either one of us with a man like Mason in the play. You bet I'll do it. Well, I better be getting back now before Link's watchdog misses me.
sneaking away so early, Lola?
Do you mind, honey? I have a scandalous headache. Good night.
Oh, I almost forgot. This just came a few moments ago. Candy! That's funny. No card.
From one of your army of silent admirers, no doubt.
Honey, no admirer of mine would ever send me chocolates by Andre. Not if he knew what they did to my waistline.
Perry Mason's office.
Mr. Mason.
9-5.
Help me. The kid, he's poisoned. Please come.
Who is this? Who's speaking?
Florrie.
Miss Florrie, where are you?
Home.
What is the address, Miss Florrie? Hello, Miss Florrie. Miss Florrie. Della, get on the switchboard. Have the phone come and trace this call. The line's still... Never mind, it went dead.
Who is she?
I don't know, but she needs help fast. May I get the phone book, please?
Lieutenant Rang.
Lieutenant, this is Perry Mason.
Just because you work all night, Mason, doesn't mean that I...
Listen, Lieutenant. A woman just phoned my office. She's eaten some poison candy.
You do get some strange ones, don't you?
Oh, she gave the name of Lola Florrie. But she's not in the phone book.
Florrie, did you say?
Lola Florrie.
Hold on. Florrie. Get me Sergeant Barlow.
Yes, sir.
What's taking him so long?
Hello, Mason.
Yes? Yeah, I thought I recognized her name. She's a hostess. Works at the El Dorado. She lives at 42 Lawndale Place.
You better get an ambulance for her right away.
Well, wait a minute, Mason. What's your connection with this Lola Florrie?
Phone call for help. It'll take at least a half an hour to get out there. Let's go, Della.
How'd he get her address?
All nightclub personnel have to register with the police.
Out of the way, Mason. Break it down, Conroy. Hey, hurry up there.
He's still alive. Not my money. She evidently ate 6 pieces. No unusual odor.
Hey, put that down. You know better than to handle evidence.
It's all right.
If she passed out while she's on the phone, how come the receiver got back on the hook?
Obviously, someone must have put it there. See if there's a wastebasket in the bathroom. And look, but don't touch.
Nothing in there but a few facial tissues.
All right, now what's this all about? Why did Lola Florrie phone you and not the police?
I honestly don't know, Lieutenant.
Is she one of your clients?
No.
Who are you protecting?
Not certain if I'm protecting anyone yet.
What kind of double talk is that?
We're taking her to the hospital, Lieutenant.
Will she be all right?
Yes. Well, there's nothing more we can do here. If you don't mind, Lieutenant, Della and I will be getting along.
All right, you play it your way, but watch yourself. Berger will be dogging this case once he hears that you're involved.
I'd feel slighted if the district attorney didn't give me his personal attention. Good night, Lieutenant. You ready, Miss Street?
Good night, Lieutenant.
Oh.
Sorry, we didn't mean to surprise you.
It's all right.
You've been crying.
No, I just felt a little bit faint, and I broke an ammonia ampule. Always make my eyes water.
You shouldn't be out of bed. Where's your husband?
He's sleeping. Please don't wake him. He just got back from a business trip, and he's just exhausted.
I got to worrying about your phone call earlier this evening. I thought perhaps you'd like to discuss the problem tonight.
Oh, you're very considerate, Mr. Mason, but the problem's been solved.
Oh?
It was nothing, really. Silly of me to get you all stirred up. I guess you're used to hysterical women in your profession. I haven't been very well lately, you know. Well, thank you for coming.
Did you know that Lola Flory has been poisoned?
Who did you say?
Lola Flory. She called my office for help. She mentioned your appointment with me in the morning, said you asked her to be present.
Well, there must be some mistake. I never heard of her.
But I took the call. I heard her.
It's getting late, Della. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Kimber.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Kimber, I called here about midnight. Didn't get an answer.
Oh, I was at the nursery. Nothing short of an explosion will wake Bob.
Good night.
Good night.
Perry, you phoned her nursery at midnight, too. No one answered there, either.
Yes, she's in trouble, Della.
Well, there's not much you can do. You've been politely dismissed.
No. Since I intend to bill her for tomorrow's canceled appointment, I think she's entitled to a little of our time.
Well, where do we go from here?
I want you to go back to the office. Call Paul Drake, have him check on Lola Flora's condition, and find out what kind of poison was put in that candy.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to Sam Link's place.
Why Sam Link? A tuition?
Addition. One of Link's hostesses is poisoned. Link isn't in the club at the time. The victim knows Mildred Kimber. And everybody knows Bob Kimber is a sucker for a game of chance.
And Link is well known for accommodating the gaming gentleman.
It adds up.
Detective Agency.
Perry Mason. Can you reach Paul Drake for me right away, please?
He's at General Hospital, Mr. Mason. Hold on, please. Go ahead, Mr. Drake.
Perry.
Yes, Paul.
I just spoke to the resident. Lola Florey's going to be all right, but she won't regain consciousness till morning.
What about that poison?
Well, I haven't had time to check that out yet.
There's something I want you to do for me first. I'm out at Sam Link's place. He...
Yeah, what?
Hold it. Hello, Paul.
Perry, what's going on out there?
The private patrolman just passed. I was afraid he'd find me.
Afraid?
Link's been murdered.
Aren't you going to notify the police?
No, I want you to do that. Just give me 2 minutes to get away from here.
Okay.
Then stand by. I'll be in touch with you.
Right. Watch yourself.
For a gun, Mrs. Kimber.
Gun? I don't have a gun. Mr. Mason, what are you doing? Listen, I told you I... No. No, please don't. Please. Give that to me.
Been fired recently.
How did you know I had that?
It was in this coat when you almost fainted earlier tonight. And you dropped the prescription box at the murder scene.
I didn't kill him.
Who did? Mrs. Kimber, I know you're not well, but I don't have time to baby these answers out of you. Your arrest for murder is only minutes away. I left that prescription box exactly where it was. By now, the police have found Sam Link's body. Do you have any idea how efficient they are?
So you deliberately left that box there?
I had no other choice. You've got to believe I'm trying to help you. Now, where is your husband?
I have no idea.
You'd better brief me from the beginning.
Well, a few days ago, Harry Marlowe came to my greenhouse. I was there with Mr. Tulloch, my nursery man. Well, Lola Florey agreed to bring the marked deck to your office. When I returned home, Bob was gone, and so was his gun.
So you went out to Link's place?
When I got there, the front door was open, and Link was dead. I guess I must have blacked out, because the next thing I knew, a cat was staring down at my face. I can't stand cats.
Please, Mrs. Kimber, we don't have much time.
Well, I took a pill, and I guess I must have dropped the box. All I could think of was to get out of there.
Where did you find your husband's gun?
On the floor beside the body.
And you took it to protect him? Did you remove any other evidence?
I searched the place for the stock certificates.
May I have them, please?
I couldn't find them.
The police are here, Mrs. Kimber. Now, may I have those certificates, please?
I told you I couldn't find them. Mr. Mason, I didn't shoot Link.
Do you realize the police will give you a paraffin test?
A paraffin test?
A method for testing whether or not a person has recently fired a gun. Just let me do all the talking, please.
I don't care about myself. It's Bob. His fingerprints must be on the gun.
Be careful.
Bring it down. Mildred Kimber, I'm afraid you'll have to come with me.
Quick, Craig. Call Dr. Rubin. Did the rest of you four...
I know what it is.
When you call the hospital, we may need another tank of oxygen.
Look at her, the poor weeping, and they charged her with murder. It's enough to make a man's blood boil.
Never lived through the trial, Mason. Any further shock might very well kill him. Well, I'm due in the operating room. The nurse will be back in a minute. Would you mind keeping an eye on her, Mr. Tulloch?
Why, she'll be safe with me, never fear.
It helped immeasurably if her husband could be here with her.
The police are looking for him as a material witness. He seems to have dropped from sight.
How is she, Doc?
When did you be questioned?
Well, that depends on her rate of recovery.
Does that mean you will allow the DA to arraign your client, Mr. Mason?
That's not for Mr. Mason to say, boys. That's a matter for my office to decide. Hello, Berger. Dr. Rubin, this is Hamilton Berger, our district attorney.
How do you know?
And Lieutenant Cragg.
Lieutenant?
Doctor, I want to talk to Mrs. Kimber.
I'm sorry, it's out of the question.
She's critically ill, Berger.
You can't stop me, Mason.
I'm not. I'm advising you that if you disturb my client and she has a fatal relapse, I'll charge you with manslaughter.
That's a very gallant speech, Mr. Mason. It's not going to save your client from facing justice. Doctor, I've instructed the city medical officer to notify me the moment that Mrs. Kimber can be arraigned. I'm sure you'll have no objection to a fellow physician examining her. No, not at all.
See you at the arraignment, Mr. Mason.
Oh, by the way, Mason, I'm having you charged with malfeasance.
What's the specific charge?
That he willfully and with deliberate intent to obstruct justice advised his client to fire a second shot from the murder weapon, thus making any subsequent paraffin test inconclusive.
Have you discovered who Link was on the phone with when he was murdered?
Not yet.
Goodbye, Mason.
Bye, Dr. Rubin.
I'll get her, Mr. Mason. I thought the paraffin test would prove Mrs. Kimber fired the shot.
Not conclusively, Smitty. And no paraffin test can determine whether or not the suspect has fired more than one shot.
Huh?
Mildred Kimber's guilty. She fired two shots. One at Link, and the second one in her apartment. Thanks to Mr. Mason, the DA, you'll have to find some other way to prove she fired that first shot.
Did you really do what Mr. Berger says, Mr. Mason?
No comment.
Out of my way.
Hi, Perry. Good morning, beautiful.
Morning, Paul. What'd you find out? How's Miss Florrie?
Scared, angry, and yelling to get out of the hospital.
So soon?
Yeah, Babe has the constitution of a dock walloper. Also the language to match.
What kind of poison was in that candy?
Veronal. A few more pieces and she'd have been very easy to get along with today. Also very dead. They're releasing her this morning.
Yes, Garrity. Mr. Harry Marlowe to see you.
Send him in.
He'll see him now.
I wonder what the Petunia King wants.
You don't know me, Mr. Mason. I'm Harry Marlowe. I run the Lucy Darling chain of florist shops. I'd like to talk to you. In private. Mr. Mason, you have something that belongs to me.
Oh?
100 shares of Orchids Unlimited.
Whatever gave you that idea?
They were taken by your client after she killed Sam Link. Link was acting as my agent. That stock is my property.
And when were you admitted to the bar?
Listen to me good, Mason. I'm not kidding. The cops don't know who Sam Link was talking to when he was murdered.
It was you, of course.
Of course.
And naturally, you heard Sam Link mention the murderer's name.
Bob Kimber. If I go to the police, he's as good as in the gas chamber. And I don't have to tell you what the shock will do to his wife.
But you'll keep silent for half interest in Orchids Unlimited.
I'm a businessman, not a reformer.
I suggest you take your business elsewhere.
I understand an attorney is supposed to protect the best interests of his clients. Think it over, Mason. I'll drop in again tomorrow morning.
Get out.
No, Mr. Mason, I haven't heard from Mr. Kimber, never a word. And neither has Mrs. Kimber, bless her. Nay, he will not contact me.
You don't get along?
Does a moose get along with a reptile?
I'd hardly classify you as a mouse, Mr. Tulloch.
I'm obliged, but I cannot help you.
If Bob Kimber should contact you, would you remind him that if that stock gets into the wrong hands, Mrs. Kimber would have an unwelcome partner?
I bet you think Mr. Kimber has the stock now.
A bit of information I've received.
Very interesting. But it's no concern of mine. If you'll excuse me, please.
What now?
I think we'd better have a talk with Lola Flory before she's released from that hospital today.
Why?
I think I finally figured out what happened to those little paper cups they packed chocolates in, the ones that were missing from that poison box of candy.
That's what you were looking for back at her apartment.
And Lola ate six chocolates. Mm-hmm. Six of those paper cups should have been in that box or somewhere in the apartment. Mm-hmm.
The person that put the phone back on the hook must have taken them. But why?
Just dropped by to see if I could take Lola home. But she's made other arrangements. I'll see you in the morning.
What did he want, Miss Flory?
Eventually, or right now?
Right now.
To see me home.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
You're shaking.
Poison disagrees with me.
Miss Flory, I want to...
Cut the preamble, Mr. Mason. I'll tell you exactly what I told the cops. For all I know, Christopher Columbus sent me those chocolates. I don't know why or how or anything about anything.
I appreciate your fear, but I want...
Fear? Mister, I'm petrified.
Mildred Kimber needs your help.
Do you mind if I pass? The last time I got public-spirited, it almost earned me a shroud.
I'm not asking you to do a thing that would put you in more danger than you're in already.
Then what are you asking me to do?
To come with me right now down to the district attorney's office. Tell him exactly what you told Mrs. Kimber.
I get it. You want me to focus the heat on Harry Marlowe.
Don't you see? The same person who killed Link sent you those poison chocolates. Now, the sooner you go to the authorities, tell them what you know, the sooner the killer will be put out of action.
Well, I'll play it my way.
I could have the district attorney have you picked up as a material witness.
Well, go ahead. You'll find I suddenly got a loss of memory. Do you mind opening the door? I'll just about make it to the airport.
The police won't let you leave town.
Well, then I'll go home and lock my doors until somebody gets sent to the gas chamber.
Lola. Did
Harry Marlowe threaten you just now?
No. He came to hold my hand.
I think we'd better drop by the district attorney's office, don't we?
Keep your eyes open. Nothing yet, Mason. The apartment's dark now. My men figure she's gone to bed.
They didn't see anyone hanging around?
You know, it'll be my neck if Berger finds out that I'm letting you use this department as your personal watchdog.
I'm sure Berger wants to find the murderer just as much as we do.
Yes, but he likes to call the shots. He's peculiar that way.
Well, something's bound to break soon. Come on, Dylan. We're going out there.
Not without me, you're not.
What about your neck?
Well, it's out so far now, another foot won't make any difference. Come on.
Sure was careless with matches.
Do you feel like telling us what happened, Lola? Well, it's all right. Lieutenant Drag knows all about it.
What happened?
I'm not too clear. A sleeping pill I took. Don't know how long I was asleep. I heard a noise in the kitchen, got up, turned the lights on in the living room, and I...
Go on.
Something struck me from behind. And as I fell, I saw him.
Who did you see, Lola?
Marlowe. He tried to kill me.
Congratulations, Mason.
Sorry, Lola. It won't work. Harry Marlowe has been in jail ever since I left the hospital. I got the DA to issue a warrant for his arrest on extortion charges.
I took him out of circulation personally.
Well, then I must have been mistaken. Maybe it was Bob Kimber. Of course, I remember.
We picked him up this afternoon.
until Lola made a boo-boo.
You did kill Sam Link, didn't you? How did you get Bob Kimber's gun?
He brought it to the poker game. Kid stuff. Typical of him.
What about the fire, Lola?
Another one of little Lola's boo-boos. I figured that was the icing on the cake. Nobody'd ever believe I set fire to my own place. Except your boss. See, why am I sorry to you? Now, don't let it go to your head, Perry Mason. Nobody ever accused me of having good sense.
Lola, I've got to take you down to headquarters.
Sure, Lieutenant. I would have had to find a new place to live anyway.
Still don't see how she could have killed Sam Link. After all, she was poisoned.
No. She poisoned herself, Dylan.
I just can't believe it.
Well, it was all part of her alibi. And those chocolates come in little paper cups.
Yeah.
If she'd eaten that poison candy at her apartment, those little cups would have been there.
Then when she called you...
She was acting. She called from a phone booth near Link's place. She knew it would take us at least half an hour to run her down.
And that gave her enough time to kill Link, get back home, and pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lady. But who was Sam Link talking to when she walked in?
That was Tullock. Who do you think? He wanted to get that stock for Mrs. Kimber.
You're a little off your course, aren't you, Trag?
Well, I just finished talking with Lola. She asked me to look you up.
How is she?
Fine. Well, she wanted me to give you this. Just to show that there's no hard feelings.
Chocolates by Anne.
After you.